okay guys, welcome back to this more traditional First Man type of content. I think I'm actually going to call the brand 1M moving forward. I think First Man's very childish. It worked for the time, but I was talking to somebody recently and they're like, it's very KSI. It's, you know, it's just not who I am at 31. So 1M, I'll try and change it. I hope it doesn't mess up the branding, but if we've got the audience, do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter that much. But yeah, the reason I'm doing these videos again is because I always enjoyed it. I love talking to you guys. It's such a great job being able to sit there and do this. Uploading trailers and vlogs and whatever, I'll still do because I love doing that. And I do believe that's the future of the channel once we hire a videographer. But I've got a lot of advice to give to people. And when it comes to business success, stuff like that, I'm learning at the moment all the time. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could tell the guys that. Oh, I learned that today. And I wish I could pass that advice over to these guys. And I can't because I said I wasn't going to do the videos. So I've made some rules. I'm not going to do content about women ever again. I don't want to be in that space. I don't like it. I'm not going to do any relationship content ever again. I'm not going to do any age-related content, so that includes the male advantage, sadly, but you guys get it by now, do you know what I mean? I'm living the male advantage, I need to prove that, which I think I am doing, but I just don't want to do any, the reason I don't want to do age-related content anymore is because you say, oh, men peak at 30, now as a statement on its own, it's fine, but then people get offended, where, you know, and people disagree, where women go, so what happens to us at 30, and it's like, damn, I'm back in that Andrew Tate space. I don't want to be in it. I just don't want to be in it. It's like no hard feelings towards anybody, but I feel like the industry has been ruined and I just don't want to go back in. I'm an entrepreneur. That's my whole day job now, is working on the streaming platform. It's what I love. And I think, you know, a guy that has his own supplements, has his own body wash, has his own boxes, has his own streaming platform. I got something in my mouth, bear with me. Has his own streaming platform and is working on that daily and then giving you advice, I think he's solid. I think you can definitely take success advice from that guy. So it's going to be entrepreneur stuff, business stuff, investment stuff, success stuff, potentially some fitness stuff, but I think that'll be more in the vlogs. I'm not sure if I'll make like an exact fitness video or whatever. I think that's going to be more visually so you can see me training. I'll do definitely, like I said, investment and assets. And I think most importantly, which is the one thing I'm best at, is mindset. I think the mindset stuff and concepts is where my strengths lie. And slowly but surely, I'm going to delete the old content, that stuff about women that is, you know, it's some of the best content, don't get me wrong, some of the best content, and I still believe in it to this day. But my problem is, moving forward, having daughters, you know, trying to settle down with somebody, and you've got that stuff hanging over you, from the past, which was fine in the early days, but this industry's become very negative, it's become very jump on the bandwagon and say shocking stuff to get views. And my old content, which was pure, in my opinion, because I made it from my experience, has now been grouped in with all those people. And that's what I don't want to do. So when I said the end of First Man, that's what it was. It was summer. It was boiling. I was pissed off. I didn't want to be part of this industry anymore. And in hindsight, it's the end of First Man as it was. But moving forward now, this is going to be more like Gary Vee, Ryan Serhan, and I'm just going to do vlogs, I'm going to do trailers, and I'm going to do these videos again, but I'm going to be talking about like success, things that matter. I'm not going to overlap into anything else. It's just going to be purely, how do I get better? How do I work harder? How do I change my mindset? What's the best investments at the moment? How do you start a business? How do you create products? What would be the best purchase to get? Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Life setup could potentially be a thing, but obviously we'd have to remove women, and you guys would have to assume that, okay, that sort of lifestyle would lead to naturally getting more attention, which I'm happy to do stuff like that. I'll always do behind the scenes, and you know, potentially I might throw in some interviews, and I think I'm going to release Simp Society from the stream platform on here for free at some point, so you guys can all see how great the platform actually is. I think let's do another two or three projects and I'll put it on there for free so you guys can see. And I think I'll do that like once a month moving forward. I think once we've got enough content, a massive library, I'll be like, here's another, you know, platform project. So I'll release this one for free or like once every 3 months so that people know what they're missing out on. The platform is coming down to $1.99. So yeah, it's I'm clear now. I'm clear. I know what I want. And I've got 9 months of cold weather now in the UK from September to May. I can just get my head down and focus. And I've got a fight coming up, but I was saying today, like, I'm so fucking busy. I've got so much to do. It's starting to get in the way. And I'm like, what's more important, my money or a fight which I'm not getting paid for? So I'm tempted to drop out, but I've trained so hard and I made weight today and it's only 10 days away. And I'm like, but it's a lot going on. It's just, but it's good. Business is good. So that's, you know, that's the thing that needs to matter most. But for those of you who skipped it, it was just a quick review on content about what we're going to be doing moving forward. And in this video, I'm going to talk about a quote that somebody told me recently that I really wanted to share with you guys, which is, if things are hard, don't quit, just take a break. And I think that is so important. That is so important. And that's what this video is going to be about. If things are hard, don't quit, just take a break. And this is one of these mindset videos. This is what I love doing. And I think so many of you young guys out there can benefit from this. I think everybody can, but so many young guys can benefit. Is we have a very quit-centric culture now. If things are tough, if things are very, very difficult, if things, you know, are getting to you, people just go, I never want to do it again. I quit. You know, this is getting too hard. I quit. We're very all or nothing in this generation. But at the end of the day, and I'll give you a great example, when my dad died, you guys might remember, I said, I'm going to take like a 2 week break. This summer, I just took a 2 month break. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with taking breaks because here's my logic. If you quit, you're done. It's over. Okay, if you keep going, 6 months later, you could have mental health issues and then you quit for good because you're like, I really don't want to do this. If you take a break, you get that energy back. You get to sit and think with your thoughts. You get to put together a new plan and go, okay, what was wrong? What was the issue? I was too deep in there. Now that I've stood back, I can see it for what it really is. Okay, I'm remotivated again. It's like this fight, for example. Right now, it might be too much for me. I've done the training, so potentially I could step in and not have to care. But for the next 10 days, I probably won't be able to train. I've got too much going on. I'm going to be so stressed. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I've got a lot of shit to handle. I could potentially go, oh, instead of quitting, you just take a break and then you fight again in a few months. Do you see what I mean? It's plausible to do that. With my dad, I was like, I'm really struggling mentally here. Let me take 2 weeks off, do nothing. I actually played video games for 2 weeks. Games that I would never play. I played a game called Planet Zoo. Never heard of it before, but I was searching for something stupid, something completely different that I would never normally do. So then once I got bored of it, I was like, okay, back to work. And that was it. And it really just took my mind away from the situation. So when I came back, I was in a good mental situation. I was in a good situation, a mental place there. And it's the same with the last 2 months. I got pissed off with the industry. I was really annoyed. It was boiling hot in my house. And I was like, I don't know what I want to do moving forward. Now, instead of completely quitting, I said, okay, I'm going to change the type of content. Okay, give it a few months. I've had a 45-day break from uploading content. And I was like, do you know what? When it's cold, cup of tea in the hands, making videos with the boys, that was when I was happiest. You know, helping you lot, making videos to, you know, I hope educate you. It's a strong word, you know, but I hope I do educate you. I hope I do help you in life. Well, you know, that's when I was happiest. So, you know, and streaming platform obviously is the pinnacle. Like that's when I'm really happy, but you can't do that every day. But as my day job, this is technically my day job. And making these videos for you guys is just so much fun. So by not quitting, taking a break and coming back at it, I've got my energy back. I've got a clear plan, a plan that now suits 31-year-old me and my current new life, you know, with the people that I have in it. And it's worked out perfectly. And that's why you shouldn't quit, guys. If something is extremely difficult, just take a little break. Just step away from it. And I was talking to a friend about this recently, actually. He used to have, he won't mind me saying this because obviously you don't know who he is, but friends of his may watch the channel, so I'll be careful because he's such a great guy. But he had a drinking problem in the past, and he said that he hadn't drunk for ages and then he had a slip up. And I was like, yeah, but that's 99% of good stuff and a 1% bad stuff. You know, you've done like 99 good days and then one bad day. If then you follow that with another 99 good days, it's a drop in the ocean. It means nothing. And that is why, like, yeah, at that point, he could have quit and gone back to alcohol. But he didn't. He's back at it. He's training again. He's working hard. Do you know what I mean? So it just shows you that by taking that little break, that little downtime and thinking, do you know what? I'm fucked. And I do it with this business. I might get to a Saturday or a Sunday and I'm so tired and I'll go, I'm going to go on a date. I'm going to eat whatever I want today. I'm going to drink a sugary hot chocolate. I'm going to take this girl to the cinema afterwards because there's a movie I really want to watch. We're going to come back home. We're going to order a pizza, put our feet up. We're going to watch something on TV. I'm going to chill. I'm going to get up late tomorrow. And then Monday, bang, I'm going to go at it 100% again. I think that's so important. But we've got a culture now where it's hustle, grind. You have to be 110% all the time. It's not healthy. It doesn't really get you anywhere. And it does lead to more people quitting because you snap, you break. You can only take so much. So I think Gary Neville, I don't know if many of you know who that is. You know, the British people will. He used to play for Man United. He's now a pundit, so like a commentator, in the UK when it comes to football, which is soccer for you Americans and some other places. He said he takes a mini retirement every summer. Now, it's just a break, right? And everyone like mocked him for the term, but he takes a mini retirement every summer. Now, my sister is, well, I won't go into too much detail, but she does have a job that allows her to take the summer off. She gets 6 weeks off. It's pretty obvious what she does, right? But she takes 6 weeks off in the summer. I sat there and I thought to myself, when I was young, my dad used to take us on holiday. Every winter, one holiday. Every summer, one holiday. We used to go away for like 2 weeks. It used to be a nice break. You'd switch off. And he'd always say to me, do nothing. Just switch off. Just chill. Just eat whatever you want. Just relax. Forget about all this shit. And when he was alive recently, he would say to me with the business, he was like, step away from it for a few weeks. And I was like, I can't. It's like, I need to be in it. I can't. You don't understand. But he was right, which is usually the case with your mum and dad. When they, like, when you get older, you start to realize, shit, they were right all along. It's just life experience. And I've realized that big time this year is like, if you're struggling with something, it doesn't really matter that much. It doesn't matter that much because, and I've seen it on this channel, there's a lot of comments where people are like, you've ruined the channel. You could have had millions of subscribers now. That doesn't bother me. And I actually got this from a gamer called Nick Merckx years ago. He was getting millions and millions of views on Warzone videos when it first came out. And it was just at the end of COVID and I was watching his videos because I was like, this is kind of a fun game and I can switch off. And at lunch breaks, I'd maybe watch him play for like 20, 30 minutes. And I was like, this is kind of, I know it doesn't sound like me, but I was like, this is something different. It's kind of chill. It's completely different to my life. And it's fun to just switch off and watch somebody who's good at something. And the whole game was new and it was great. He got bored of it and went and played different games and his views went down by like 10,000%. It was crazy. And people were like, you've ruined the channel. He was like, but I'm happy. He was like, I'm playing what I want to play. And the channel continues to grow. He was like, I'm able to keep going every day. And that's what's so important, guys, is like, I'll give you two examples. Let's say you have man A who works his nuts off for 2 years, becomes stupidly stressed, gets to the point where he wants to quit, doesn't, keeps pushing for another 6 months, breaks, gets mental health issues, runs out of steam and quits. Then you get but he had an amazing head of steam. He was flying. Everyone's like, he's the next big thing. And he goes to shit. And then 10 years later, he's a nobody, right? That's a bit rude, but like things have gone nowhere. Put it that way. Let's say you've got man B who started off, okay, you know, I'm getting a little bit stressed. This is a bit difficult. I'm going to start taking weekends off. I'm going to have a half day on a Friday as well. So he's only working 4.5 days a week. He's only doing 8 hours a day because he wants that chill time at night compared to the other guy who's doing 20, which was me when I was younger. He takes you know, in the early days, everyone's like, this is going shit. It's not really working. Like, who is this guy? He's, you know, things aren't really going to plan. This other guy is killing it. But then at the 2.5 year stage, when this other guy quits, Man B is still going. And by year 5 and year 6, it's starting to pick up steam. You know, his patient, slower strategy is working. By 10 years, he's flying. He's at his ultimate peak. He's got it all in place. This other guy went too hard too early and everything crashed. Now, if you can operate at a high level, great. But for a lot of you guys, you will get to the feeling where you're like, I'm going to quit. You know, let's say right now you're working on a business. You're trying very, very hard. You're trying to push it forward. You're not really making money. You're drained. You're running out of steam. Maybe people are laughing at you. You know, maybe you're at an age where you're like, I should have assets by now. Are you still live at home with your mum? Like, what's the matter with you? That is stuff that all plays on a man's mind, okay? Which is fair enough. You might feel like shit and you want to quit. But what if you don't quit? What if you just take a break? What if you just say do you know what? I've been trying to start my own business. It's not working yet. Instead of quitting, I'm going to put it on ice. So you say, I'm going to do a full-time job in a factory for the next 6 months. And it's going to be 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, shift work, 2 till 10, and 6 till 2. Okay? So you're going to do that for 6 months throughout the summer. You just want to get some money in the bank. You just want to, you know, you actually want something. You're thinking, I'm broke. I'm living at home with parents. I just want to put some money in the bank. I want to save up a decent amount. It's going to shut people up for a while. Okay? So you go and do that job. You switch off from what you were doing with your business. You manage to save up, you know, like realistically living at home parent. You could probably save about 10 grand if you didn't go out and whatever. So now you've got 10 grand in your bank. Now you've got options. Now you say, do you know what? I want to revisit the business. So this factory job, I've got savings. I'm going to go part-time. So now you're able to, you know, you can maybe get your own place because you've got some savings, so it buys you some time, or you could stay at home with parents, but now you're going part-time and you're part-time on your business again. So now you're chipping away again. You've restarted that motion. Do you know what I mean? Things are moving forward again. I did it with my business. When it got wiped out, I moved to London. I got a full-time job and I started chipping away at it again. 1 day a week, 2 days a week. Slowly but surely, before you know where you are, I'm sat here today, I'm full-time and I have my own streaming platform and it's my full-time job and it pays me, you know, an amount of money that I could never have dreamt of. But it all starts with just, what can I do in this current moment? What have I got the energy to do? You know, and you might see people online that are like, I'm a monster, I work 7 days a week. Fuck it, that's that guy. You might not necessarily want that. You might not have that inside of you. I don't see a problem with that. Because if you work like that guy, you would quit. Well, that's the worst strategy ever. That's not going to help anybody. So if your strategy is, I'm going to work 4 days a week, 4.5 days a week, I'm going to have a half day Friday, and then I'm going to really enjoy myself Saturday and Sunday, completely switch off like a normal human being, and I'm going to come back to it on the Monday, and it takes you 4 years longer than the other guy to become quote unquote a millionaire, successful, wealth, whatever, you know, financially free, all this shit, all these terms that are out there, then so be it. Then so be it. What is the problem with being 29 years old compared to 25 years old and being successful? If your mental health is intact, you've had a great life and you're happy. Because that's all it's about at the end of the day. And that's what that quote means. You don't have to, you know, if things are tough, don't quit. Just take a break and then pick things back up later on. It's so simple and we all know it. But when it's said out loud with examples, like a lot of the videos on this channel, I think something clicks in your mind, especially as a young man, where you go, yeah, I get that now. And that's why I talk to you guys about patience. You don't have to be the first over the line. You just have to get over the line. Because at the end of the day, if every one of my friends, everybody that I knew was worth 10 million and I was broke, I wouldn't feel bad if I knew. If somebody said to me, it's fine, in 5 years' time, you'll be in that situation too. You'd be like, oh, that's okay. I'll enjoy the journey. But that's where people get down, is they feel, I'm not the same as everyone else. I'm going to rush it. I'm going to force it. This has got to be intact. forget the bank account, forget physical, everything else. It's this. If this is intact and you wake up and you think, I'm excited, I want to work. Like I took, for, I'll give you a great example again. I took 45 days off between the last video and before that, I took like a month off. So all in all, guys, I've probably taken close to 70, 80 days off, which has been great. It's been 3 months over summer. It's been boiling hot. I've relaxed. I've enjoyed myself. It's what I've wanted to do. And then on Saturday, we were filming for the bare knuckle thing, which some of you guys might have seen in the vlog. I had to wake up at 4:20 and the alarm went off. I woke up. I hopped out of bed. I was ready to go. You know, I grabbed some food, jumped in the shower, put some clothes on, jumped in the car, filmed with you guys. I was feeling fresh. I felt like I even looked good. And I was like, I'm motivated. Let's go. I can't wait to film this. This is going to be such a fun day. That's the feeling that you need. Now, 3 months ago, I felt like shit. And I didn't want to get out of bed. I was like, I can't be bothered. So now by taking a 3 month break, I might now get 3, 4, 5 years of solid working. Because now I'm like, okay, I know what I want. I've reevaluated. I'm motivated. I didn't quit. I took a break. I came back. I have a new strategy that I'm happier with. I have mental clarity and I have my energy back, which is probably the most important thing. So if you're going through something right now, guys, and you're struggling, don't quit. Step away. Potentially do something else. It's not a problem. You don't have an identity. You don't have to be that guy. I did it with football when I was young. I took a year off from football. It was just weighing on me. I played for so many years. And then when I came back, I played the best I'd ever played. You don't have to, like, who are you trying to prove it to? You don't have to, you know, there's not actually any real pressure on you ever. You can take a break. You can step away. You can come back and you can be better than before. Dave Chappelle did it with comedy when he lived in Africa and then came back. And now he's like the highest earning comedian in the world. So that would be my advice. If you're going through some shit, if you're struggling, if it's hard, don't quit. Just take a break. Come back to it later on. It's really nice to be back though, guys. This is these sort of mindset videos. I like this. This is more me. This is more my business moving forward. Coupled with the vlogs and trailers, it's a very professional channel now. You know, going with the name 1M. If you want to check the stream platform out, guys, or any of the products, you know where it is. It's all the links below. 1M.video is a stream platform and all the products are over on the website. Ebooks, digital products, etc. So go and check it all out, guys. I'll see you all soon.